Today is Thursday, November 28th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Allen Day. It's also Turkey-Free Thanksgiving Day, which is weird. It's also National French Toast Day, and gobble gobble, it's Thanksgiving Day in the United States. If you are a listener who's not in the U.S., Scotty, I'm looking at you. I don't know if RT Cruiser still listens, but if you do, RT, I'm looking at you as well. And Paul, Shy Life Paul, maybe he listens. I don't know. I don't know who listens. I could assume, but you know what assuming does. All right. Well, anyway, Thanksgiving. So let's talk a little bit. So Thanksgiving, I'll just do a little bit of a Thanksgiving episode here. Let's look and see if we have any contact. Anyway, so we do have contact, so I'm debating, should I read it or should I just devote this episode to, you know what, I'll just devote this episode to Thanksgiving and we'll do contact in the Friday episode. Because we have some voicemail as well, yay! And it's going to work because I fixed the script. All of that hard, I was thinking, oh, all of that work fixing the script and no one has called in to test it out and make sure it's working. But two phone calls, so doing good. All right, so Thanksgiving. We typically, so first of all, I told you guys already that we are doing Thanksgiving on Saturday. Now, there is a Friendsgiving, the Filipino friends, and so Mark and I are going to that, and I decided I was going to make pigs in a blanket for that. And I think I talk a lot about food on both this podcast and Throwing Down with Joe, and because food is a big part of my life, I like to cook, etc. We don't talk about it a lot on the Gay Mix, and so that's a good area for me to go into here on this show. But so I hope some of you who listen enjoy me talking about food and what I cooked. So I decided that we were going to make, so for the Friendsgiving, we need to bring something because it's a potluck. And of course, Mark looks at me because he doesn't like to cook. And he's a good cook, actually. When he cooks, he always follows a recipe, but everything he makes always turns out good. I think it's because he's a very organized, by the numbers, by the recipe, very good at following instructions, line by line, letter by letter. He doesn't try to go in and be creative. And if the recipe is good, he's going to make it exactly the way it calls for, and it's going to turn out good. And I think he has a good palate as far as what tastes good and what doesn't, because his food always turns out good. But anyway, he normally depends on me, which is a little nerve-wracking for me because I just feel like my attempts to make something that people like at a Filipino party is limited because they all are used to Filipino food. And when they go to these Filipino parties, they want Filipino food, and I'm not a native Filipino cook. So I always just try to cook something American because I don't want to be judged, or United Statesian, because I don't want to be judged against home-cooked recipes they've had their entire life, right, that I've never cooked. So I decided to cook pigs in a blanket because that's a fairly traditional thing for game day, for Thanksgiving finger food, for Christmas finger food. You buy the little smoky sausages and, you know, you get the Pillsbury crescent rolls, but I'm going to make them a little bit fancier. I looked up a few recipes and I got frozen puff pastry. I'm not going to make it myself. And I also got, what else did I get? I decided to do, oh, yeah. I talked about this yesterday. So, okay. So yeah, I'm just looking back at the summary of yesterday. So I am going to do it. We went to the store today, puff pastry, anything bagel seasoning, and I'm making, ChatGPT helped me come up with a recipe for a dip that is cream cheese based because I'm going with a bagel flavoring theme. So I'm doing that. And we're watching a movie tomorrow. We're watching a movie on Thanksgiving. So I'm going to assemble the pigs in a blanket in the morning, either put them in the refrigerator, probably just the refrigerator, but put them to cool them down and set the pastry and the anything bagel seasoning that I'm putting on top of them. And then we'll come back from the movie. I'll put them in the oven and then we'll go to the party. And the dip I'll make in the morning to give it time for all the flavors to meld. It's caramelized onion, cream cheese, mayo, sour cream, a little bit of Worcestershire, garlic powder, salt, pepper, all that stuff. So it should be good. For Thanksgiving, I'm cooking rolls. And I already told you guys I was the roll person. So I've got all the ingredients for that. My mom texted me today and said, make plain rolls. You know your Aunt Jackie is allergic to rosemary. Last year I made rolls with rosemary, sweet potato, and rosemary, but I wasn't the main roll maker last year. I just wanted to bring something. They didn't ask me to bring anything, but I just wanted to bring something. And so Claire Saffitz had done this recipe on her YouTube channel, and it was sweet potato rosemary rolls. And I thought, oh, that looks good. So I made them. So our Thanksgiving is pretty traditional, and it always has been fairly traditional. Normally for the food, we will have a turkey and a ham. Now, my uncles like to barbecue and smoke meat, so sometimes we'll have a smoked something. We've had a pork butt. We've had other things. Although the uncle that really enjoyed smoking and cooking on the grill the most, he is no longer with us, so we don't do that as much anymore, but sometimes we will. And then your typical sides, your sweet potato casserole. My aunt makes this potato casserole that's very cheesy. She makes it with either small diced potatoes or hash browns and some sort of creamy cheesy sauce with cornflakes on top of it or some sort of crunchy bits on top of it. It's really good. And then usually some sort of corn pudding or corn casserole. A lot of casseroles. It's like a church potluck. Cranberry is generally one of those things where people will just open a can of cranberry sauce and put it on a plate. We've never been a real, but we will have different fruit salads that can also take the place of that. These, I don't know if you've heard of these Jell-O fruit salads where you mix it with like whipped cream, Jell-O, fruit, and it makes kind of a mousse with fruit in it almost. I don't know. People in the South in the U.S. will know, and probably the Midwest as well, will know a fruit salad. A Jell-O salad, specifically. We'll have bread, which this year is me, so I'll have rolls. These are yeast rolls. They're not quite Parker House, but it is an enriched dough that I make. It is a yeasted dough that rises, and I make rolls out of it. So we'll do that. And then for dessert, it's all different kind of pies. Usually it's a big pie fest. So chocolate pie, coconut cream pie, custard pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, and other things as well. I mean, we'll have all kinds. And we just eat. And then your typical stuff. I mean, the uncles will sit around the TV watching some game. And I don't know. We'll try to find someone liberal we can talk to. And that's pretty much it. But so that is the eating tradition. And of course, when I was growing up, we would go to two different Thanksgivings because we would go to my dad's side of the family and then we would go to my mom's side of the family. And then when my dad passed away and my mom remarried, we couldn't go to his family for Thanksgiving because they lived too far away. And so we would just go to my mom's side of the family for Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving is not a big, I don't know. I'm becoming less and less a holiday person because I love my family, but it's just, I don't enjoy spending a lot of time with them because we are just so far apart in opinions. I love them. They love me. no conflict happens at all. We do not, we don't have one of those households where people get in fights or anything. It's not, it's all very nice. And I love them, but I just, everything that they talk about, I'm probably going to disagree with. You know, it's just, I don't know, but I love them. So we'll go, we'll have as good of a time as we can. It'll be good food for sure. And we'll drive back, and then on Saturday, or Sunday, because that's on Saturday, on Sunday we are decorating for Christmas, which I am not looking forward to. It is so much work decorating for, but it's the happy time, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I should, if I could pay someone to come, I'm sure you can, but if I could pay someone to come decorate my house, it is such a chore, putting up those Christmas trees. I don't want to be a Grinch, though, you know, but I kind of sound like it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.